whose clock I'm using here. We have, okay, now we have everyone. From the county, where we're both here, the governance and attendance. The next item on the agenda would be the approval of the minutes from the previous meeting. Have you all had a chance to look at those?
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Supervisor Dodd, seconded by Supervisor Skolitsky to approve the previous meeting minutes. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
To the governance?
Aye.
Thank you. Chairman, committee members, supervisors, youth and governance comments. At this time, I have nothing. Committee members? Other supervisors? Youth and governance? The only thing I'm going to comment on is the first item on the highway did have a motion at our previous meeting by Supervisor Noodle, seconded by Supervisor Dodge, I believe, to table until the committee looks at alternate plans, which we haven't. So that'll be something we can state here on the agenda, but there'll be no movement on that for this evening. Citizens' comments. Any citizens that wish to comment would have 5 minutes. Naturally, you can have 5 and a half, you can have 6. Ask you not to stray. The only thing we ask you to do is give your name, address, and any item that doesn't have to be on our agenda here can be discussed. So any citizens wish to comment? Bill.
Bill Lamaki, town chairman of Wheatland, 33911 Geneva Road, Burlington, Wisconsin. I brought this to your attention. I don't know, did everybody get a letter from the town? Everybody got that? Okay. That was advised that I give you that letter, you know, advising you we got a danger out there at Katie, which we talked about. And I'm just appearing here again to ask again, and you said you'll have no decision on this tonight?
Oh, no.
There'd be no, even on your agenda item here, review and approve?
No.
Okay, well, I would ask again, as the town chairman of Wheatland, we've got ice fishing coming up. I don't know which one's Rick Dodge, who's that? Okay, you had mentioned something at the last meeting about elderly and handicapped. With ice fishing coming up, I brought a citizen in to voice an opinion on this as well. We've had close calls for more than one, but I brought one in. If this gets tabled again, I guess we might need a bigger meeting room because I'll be bringing quite a few people in for citizen comment. But
hey, Bill, I'm going to stop you for a minute. It won't be tabled again. It won't be tabled again. It's been tabled.
From the last meeting to now, so you may have action on tonight.
No. When something's tabled, it's tabled.
So the next meeting, the guy said.
No, it's not.
You got the minutes of that last meeting? I could have swore it said that they wanted a table to this meeting.
No.
Well, I must have heard the wrong thing. It was, I believe this gentleman in the orange here said that we would, no, Noodle, who's Noodle? Didn't you table it to the next meeting?
Well, you have to talk to me. Okay?
Last time I was here, you guys all talked, you won't let me come in. Bill. I'm talking to you. Last time I was here, you wouldn't talk to me.
Bill,
go ahead.
You have to talk to me. You don't talk to committee members.
Okay, go ahead, Chairman.
Tabled until the committee looks at alternate plans, which we have not.
So we're going to wait till somebody gets killed or hurt. Okay, well, all right. Well, anyway, as the chairman of Wheatland, I've done my part through my attorney. I've checked with the DNR. I didn't want to go this route because I think we're going to have a bigger problem, but they're going to go ahead and put no parking there if I can't get any satisfaction from you guys. And then what you're causing is a bigger problem. When you guys bought this park, you should have been prepared to put a parking lot up there on the hill. I marked it out and I left a message at your residence or business. You never got back to me, Chairman. But I marked it out. I backed my truck in there. There's a nice flat area up there where Timmy Bloss used to live. You know the area. You've been there your whole life. I've been there my whole life. this should be a no-brainer for his committee here, but I'm just asking for those no parking. I've contacted the DNR. I said, was this ever put in there as a parking area? It's not maintained by the DNR. It's a bump out on the road. The county's dropped their asphalt there. Gravel's been dumped there, but it's DNR property, so I guess I'll go that route. But with that route, I just want the committee to be, you know, assured that you are probably causing a bigger problem. I was there. There is no handicap accessible pad sanitary pooper there, or whatever you want to call it. There, when I talked to the county executive at the DARE outing, he said, you know, they would handle this. So I'll go back to him, but I'm going to probably go ahead. I want to get my part in to make sure that somebody don't get killed here. And you say you're not going to act on it. Do you have any ideas what you're going to do with it?
Well, of course, we have a master plan.
I've heard about your master plan, but I don't see any parking there. Where do I get a copy of your master plan? I've got this stuff here, but I see no parking. And this is DNR on this side. This is your park on this side. You've probably seen them 100 of these.
Well, you know, what you have there isn't a master plan for the park, Bill. You could stop here and talk to Mr. Rudy and get a master plan for the park.
Well, I talked to my clerk today, and this is all she could find. I will look into who. Who'd you just say?
Mr. Rudy.
Who's that?
John Rudy.
John what?
Rudy. R-U-D-I-E.
Okay.
Get a copy of the master plan. And one thing the town of Wheatland can be assured of is that it's a county highway.
Mm-hmm.
And the town of Wheatland is at no risk for what occurs on a town.
Well, I was at a tri-county meeting, and that doesn't sound like that's the case, because up in Dodge County, there was a lawsuit where the town and the county were sued successfully. And this is just at a tri-county meeting of the town association, so that's why I was advised by attorney to give you guys that. I'm telling you, you got a problem there. And you can do it whatever you want. That's all I have to say. It seems like I'm not getting any satisfaction here, so that's all I have for public comment. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Any other people would like to speak under assessment?
Yeah, I need that story.
Well, I mean, by Paul Ketterigan, 344-227 Bassett Road. I've been traveling that road for probably 35 years. I worked at the Meyer Material Gravel Pit across the street for 15 years. I still work for them. I've been working there for 30 years. Going up and down that road, we never really was an issue with any gravel truck per se in that spot. You'd have a few pheasant hunters and stuff like that parked off on the DNR side. Not a big issue. Once it was open for a park, the parking has become, you know, increasingly more and more and more people crossing there. And less than a month ago, I stopped a kid, and he was like a squirrel on the freeway. He had his fishing pole. His dad was hollering at him. He's running back and forth. And I was going north, you know. And had I been going, I said I was going south, but if I had been going north and come over the hill, he'd have been right there. You know what I mean? It's just a bad thing waiting to happen. And like I said, being up and down that road for 35 years, I've had a cousin die on the left-hand side of the road. I fished my nephew out of the creek on the right-hand side of the road, and a few other people, you know, in the past. It's a kind of a little strange bend in there. People come over the hill too fast, and you're now asking people to pull out there. You know what I mean? And that's what they're doing. You're pulling out, and people are coming over the hill considerably faster than 45, and then they got to make a decision. You know, all right, do I go into the oncoming traffic lane, or what are my opportunities or choices? And there really isn't any. You're either going to clip the car or hit the guy head on. Or you're talking about ice fishing. People are going to start dragging their crap across that thing because it's easy access. I understand the reasoning why they want to park there. It's easy access to the lake. If you park in the parking lot that's set aside at where they are now, it's a long hike to get down there. So people don't want to do that. People are lazy. That's just the nature of the beast. Providing parking on the hill, is it the best solution? I don't know if it's the best solution. It's a better solution than what you got right now. You know, and I've seen your long-term plan. I've seen it. I never fished all the way through it to see where the parking was. It really happened. So I really can't comment on where the parking is going to be in the future or whatever it may be. But right now, you have a problem. Today, I came through at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, no cars there. I came back at 6 o'clock, 4 cars parked there. None of them are in the public hunting grounds. You know, they're all out in the dike, and it's easy access. It's just a problem. I see it being a problem in the future. I don't see it getting any better. Worse, And that kid standing with that fishing pole with his father yelling at him scared the crap out of me. Because he was, like I said, a squirrel on the freeway. He didn't know whether to go this way, that way. And the parent was, he had more people in the car. He's trying to get them out. And it's just going to be a problem. You're going to have a problem there. You know, I see it to be a problem in the future.
See, we understand that can be a problem. Long-term plan for the county park could be a problem. Creating a county park there added to it, but it's been there forever.
Right.
And what the county has and is going to do is look at it and resolve it, but it doesn't happen within a month. And it does not happen without doing due diligence and figuring it out.
That's understandable. I just wanted to come express how I felt about it. You know, I talked to Bill about it a little bit, and being a, you know, a member of the community for 50 years, it just concerns me. And then on top of it, being part of the company that sold it to you guys and stuff like that, I don't need it to be a big black eye for us either. You know what I mean?
How long does it take for this chairman to get through this common sense movement on this board?
It may take 6 months. Could take more than that.
Well, then, until you get it figured out, then I'll go the DNR route, and I'll talk to him and see what he can do, but thank you for your time.
Right.
You're not going to act on it today. I hope to God that you guys don't cause a fatality there, because this is absolutely asinine.
I would like to put a town chairman to stick around and hear what maybe some suggestions are. I mean, maybe you're not...
You're not going
to
act on this tonight, though?
Well, maybe your idea isn't the only good idea.
Let's see what we got. But I will not be able to comment on this during your meeting.
No.
That's where you shut me off last week, so I'll listen to you last month.
Well, Supervisor Noble, we have not looked at alternative plans, so that'll be...
When it gets to the agenda, I have a suggestion.
Okay, great.
And then they can noodle around some other suggestions.
Sure. All right. Any other citizens wish to speak?
I came here specifically for the KD Road. Erin Decker, 706 School Street, Silver Lake, Wisconsin. I came to hear the discussion about the parking on KD Road. I'd like to see a supervisor make a motion to remove it from the table so it can be discussed. Thank you.
Any other citizens wish to speak? If not, citizens' comments are closed. We'll move on to highways, old business.
And make a motion to untable the ordinance for parking regulations on Highway KD. So we have no discussion on it.
Wait a second.
I want to discuss it, so yes, I'll second.
So that has been removed from, or a motion has been made to remove from the table. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? You, the governors?
Aye.
So that's removed from the table. So. We'll read the ordinance. I guess I'll read the ordinance. Does everybody have it before them? So. Okay. All right, open for discussion. Supervisor Noble.
I went there today, and I think it might have been there about the time you went past today. There was four or five cars in that side parking lot, and there was only two cars in the park itself. So I went in to see who was using it, and there was two young ladies with their children, about 6 years old, swimming on the far north little corner around the corner. There was two gentlemen fishing with their children. I would say one was about four and one was about eight. There was a senior citizen fly fishing off the higher part. The kids were down below in the stream. And there were two, I would say, like 22-year-old men also fishing. So I mean, it's obviously very popular. My concern of it is if you eliminated the parking there entirely, who's going to, you know, if you're going to pay, you're, got your little kids, you're not going to trail them all the way around to the other side of the lake. You're probably just taking the use of the lake away from those people. The four-year-old, I don't see him walking, what is it, 3/4 of a mile to get to the little, to the lower side of the dam so he can fish with his father, the two, and the 8 or 7-year-old girl so that she can fish with her father. I really don't see them doing it. As far as alternatives to the situation, and I'm not a safety person, but I believe that if you actually had a safety person taking a look at this, you could probably put one of those flashing yellow lights that says something like pedestrian, a caution sign, pedestrian crossing ahead, with a flashing yellow light that definitely gets your attention and slows people down. What you should do is take, like a white pedestrian crossing. The problem is that is on the side of the hill, and everybody tends to cross right where they park. If you could direct the people to the bottom of the hill, now all of a sudden, you've probably gained yourself 50, 60, 70 feet of roadway, and you have a white crossing mark on the highway so the pedestrians can see this is where we're supposed to cross, and maybe even a little sign that says pedestrian crossing and pointing them towards the crossing. Because the actual crossing would be, if people did it, would be at the bottom of that hill, right parallel with the dam.
It is now.
Huh?
That's where they cross now.
No, they kind of cross wherever they park.
Right.
What I'm trying to say is divert them to the bottom of the hill and get them to cross where, if they cross at the bottom of the hill, I think there would be plenty of time for cars coming over that hill to see them. You wouldn't have the squirrel in the highway situation. So, coupled with the sign, the blinking sign, and the crossing at the bottom of the hill, until we have something to offer the people to use the park, why have a park if you can't use it? And when people start using the park, we could end up with a drowning there or two. So what are we going to do? We're not going to let people swim in the park either because we don't, personally, I think, there's, as soon as you get out of bed, there's risk. And I think our job is to make it safer. And I think there's options other than, and the thing that's most interesting about this proposal, it doesn't even address no U-turns. The most dangerous thing of all is you can pull in there and make a U-turn and go back the other direction. The town didn't even ask for no U-turn. They just asked for no parking.
Well, that would eliminate the U-turn parking there.
Just because you can't.
Yeah, if you were not able
to
park,
swing around.
Not if you were to make that so you couldn't park there.
Oh.
I understand what you're saying. Those are. Okay. All right.
That's all I said. I think that you can direct the people, have the sign, and direct the people to walk down the row and make it safer.
One thing I'm going to offer to the committee is that, some of you, and Doug's been here a long time, some have not been when we're looking at a long-term plan. And a long-term plan there is a parking lot right where we have our orange fence right now, because that's where people were cutting in. And you would pull in there and pull off to the left, and it'd be a small parking lot in that area. That's at the bottom of the hill. So we're dealing with now an existing parking area that's been there for my lifetime, anyway. And now there is some urgency. It's not that we're avoiding or looking with disdain with the town of Wheatland on some of their thoughts, but it is something we have to look at over time and see how we cut this in, how we do it. It's not as simplistic as, I'm not gonna, I will allow Bill, I'll ask you your reasoning for the old Tim Bloss property. That's the most insane area where you drove your truck in and made your orange bars for me. That's at the top of a deadly hill both ways.
Did you back your truck in there and look both ways? You said you wanted me to talk. I backed my truck in there with the fire chief. You can see all the way to the other, you said I could talk.
Bill.
All the way to the other side, and you can see all the way to the north. You said I could talk, now let me finish. I had the fire chief and me there. You said I could talk, and that we tried to pick a spot on that road, the best spot, and it's flat up there, and you have a nice parking. I'd measured up there today. I walked back there, you're about 30 feet off your walking trail. piece of cake. I looked into the visual part of it. That's what I looked into, Denny.
You apparently misunderstood when I said I'd allow you to talk, not when I'm talking. Okay, Bill?
You weren't talking when I was talking, Dennis.
You don't interrupt me, or you're going to be gone.
I'm leaving pretty soon. Okay. Go ahead.
I ask you to leave right now.
I will.
All right. Don't interrupt anybody here, Bill. You're a guest here, and you can speak when I tell you to speak, or ask you to speak. So what we're looking at is doing something logically, safe parking. We may have to do some interim acts, as Mr. Noble mentioned. We may have to say no U-turns. We may until we get this figured out. But until then, until we have a parking lot put in there, we're going to be dealing with what we've got. The DNR has no jurisdiction over a county highway. We can put up no parking signs. This committee can decide to put up no parking signs. The DNR can't. We have the road right of way. We have the jurisdiction. They have their jurisdiction over their property. That's it. So you can go to the DNR as much as you want. They can't do anything about it.
Can I still speak then? You just asked. I talked to the DNR.
Okay.
So you have, what do you got, 33 feet from the center of the road? I believe, is that what it is? That 66 foot road?
Yeah.
That's DNR property.
Right.
So you are parking on DNR property right now. It's not your property.
We're not parking on it.
The people are. The
citizens are parking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
I just wanted to make that clear the other day. Probably. Any other committee members wish to speak? Supervisor Dodd.
Yeah, I had a problem with, you know, the parking that we have on the south end is a half a mile walk to the fishing area. So the parking that we're talking about right now is right on the east side of the street. Now people would mention, well, maybe we could put parking on the west side of the street. You know, and I keep thinking of things that were said. Well, then somebody said, well, if we put parking on the west side of the street, who's going to say that people aren't going to park there and cross the road the other way to go hunting? I don't know. So parking on the west side of the street, the answer? Maybe not. Parking on the east side of the street? We got a problem. What's the problem? Well, no parking? No, I don't want no parking because you're telling people they can't use the park, especially the senior citizens, you know, and the children a half hour walk to go fishing. I just have a real problem with that. And what I have seen in two places so far in Kenosha County, and one is on Highway C and the other one is on Highway W. Highway W, you go north from the fair and you come up to a sign that says Hill Blocks View, 25 miles an hour. And I said, you know, there's something to think about. That's something that we can think about to apply in that area. Also, the no U-turn when you get down there. There's a couple of signs that we can put in there. There's, you know, there's things we can do. Somebody said, well, you know, if you put up a speed limit sign, people aren't going to obey it anyway. Well, if you put up a no parking sign, people may not obey that either. So we need to do something. I think the best thing we can think about doing in the future is, I'd like to ask Gary. Gary, you think that area would lend itself to a Hill Blocks View sign coming from the south?
That hill would be an appropriate place to put would a sign like that. Whether it's effective or not, that's another matter, but it would be an appropriate location for that type of sign.
So I think that would be something that this committee should look at is the Hill Blocks View, 25 miles per hour, and no U-turn. If we've been doing, that's what I'd want to do.
Yes, sir.
One thing I've kind of learned from doing the governance is things take a really, really long time to do. And so as far as just a short-term prevention or just doing something, like what influence do we have over... Well, just I guess what I'm trying to get is there's a road like this by my house, Bain Station, that people park on. And personally, I don't go this exactly the speed limit on that road, and I know my friends don't either. And it sounds like this is kind of the same road that people probably blatantly disregard the speed limit because they're just blind of police officers. And how hard would it be to just have a police officer there? People would be slowing down once few of the friends get tickets, people they know are getting tickets. And that would just slower traffic, addressing the parking or no parking signs, just putting a sign up is probably going to take longer than we can do. And so do we have any influence over just placing a police officer there or during like maybe like busy days or on weekends, just to encourage people to go the speed limit there. Just that's going to be a huge issue as far as stopping if there's some on the road.
We do. Yes, we have influence, and we have total influence on whether we put no parking there. Mm-hmm. So we do have influence on the speed limit there. And the town of Wheatland also does. You know, they have a constable that patrols, so they also would. Not sure if speed is an issue, but it can be sometimes on that piece of road. Mm-hmm. So that, I mean, that would be, and I think the committee's going to have to look at the whole pack, you know, what we do with the park, what we do with the road.
And just one other question. How long has this road been, like the park, been part of Kenosha County?
Well, the park has been active for about 2.5 years.
Oh, okay, so it's great. Mm-hmm.
But we have owned it for over 10.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other committee or do you think of it?
Mr. Chairman, I untabled this because I did want to have some additional discussion about this ordinance. I personally, at this point, support this ordinance because I haven't heard anything that is a better alternative in the immediate future. It doesn't mean that it's the best long-term solution, but I feel an obligation to public safety. And the example of the little boy with his fishing pole is certainly one that maybe it's just a close call or an almost accident. But if one took place and it was your grandchild or your son or your nephew or niece or daughter, whatever the case may be, that would be. And I've had small kids, and many of us here in this room have. And if you've got a couple of them and they're fired up because they're going fishing for the first time, it's like trying to herd ducks. It's not easily done. And it just takes one, you know, inattentive moment that could turn into a bad situation. So do I like the no parking long term? I'm not sure. But for the short term, I haven't heard anything that makes any sense. If a couple citizens are inconvenienced because they have to walk a little ways, I'm not concerned about that. It's probably good for it. On the other hand, I certainly understand, to this gentleman's point, it's human nature. You'll find the shortest route, you'll take it. And I think there's probably a much better long-term plan, and thus maybe it's one of these things where eventually a parking lot or a different trail layout or one is put closer to the lake itself comes into play that resolves this altogether. But in the meantime, this isn't something that just came up. This is just an ordinance that's been brought to our attention, drawn up, and brought to us by the town. And I said last time that the town would come in and speak of their opinion and their concerns, that I would listen. And that's all I asked for them to do. I don't need for a fatality or for an accident to take place to understand the gravity of the situation. These gentlemen live out there. I don't. I have plenty of roads around me that I could speak of the same way and wish that something could get done, but it's not going to. In this case, you do have some control. It is relatively simple to do. It's very low cost. The director of highway supports it, and I support it until I found something better that's going to be proposed. Now I realize, yeah, well, we're going to take a look at this, and maybe it takes 6 days, 6 weeks, 6 months. But in that time, if something occurs, that's when I have a real concern, because it will be on my conscience. Because I know that we could have done something to perhaps help prevent that. Not necessarily completely prevent it, because we all know signs are as only good as the people that actually follow them or obey them. So at this point in time, I'm going to support this ordinance as it is right now. I know that there can always be a different one or an amended one down the road when a better plan comes along. But in the meantime, I feel that this is a situation, because the numbers have grown, because the word has gotten out, the popularity and the accessibility to the park is growing. So you're just going to see more opportunities for something potentially to take place. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other discussion?
I have a question. If no parking sign is put there, what's going to happen? We're going to block the space, or nobody can park there, or is that going to be open? Or?
We would more likely have to block it or regrade or do something, even to the DNR land. Yes?
So there would nobody go there?
Correct. Any other discussion? Yes?
I drive in Silver Lake every day, Highway B. There's no parking signs on Highway B across from the lake. How is this any different than that? Highway B is 25 miles an hour in there. It's safer, and we have no parking signs. This is 45 miles an hour, almost twice as fast, bad views, hills, and you guys won't put up no parking signs? Why is it different for Katy Park, but it's different for Silver Lake? We have boats that don't know where to park because of that. But it's a safety issue. It's the same thing as Katy Park. What happens when people start parking their boats out there? Or their trailers? Same thing.
We don't have boats.
But eventually you will. You will have people bringing their kayaks and things like that. And they'll be wanting to park their trailers or however they're carrying their kayaks if they're able to use ATVs out there or any, or, you know, anything. They're going to be parking there in the middle of winter when they're fishing. How are our plow guys going to be able to plow if we have boats parked or vehicles parked there?
We don't plow that.
You don't plow KD?
Yes, we plow KD, but we don't plow that part.
I have a problem with telling a senior citizen, maybe hard problems, that in order to fish there, you got to walk a half mile. Is the exercise good for that guy? And you know, it's what you're telling, what you're doing is you're closing off the fishing for those people. Sure, you can get some middle-aged kids that can still walk the half a mile. And I don't think it's a compromise. I think the compromise, and we had Gary state that Hill Blocks View sign lends itself to that area. I think that we'd be best served in having a sheriff's department enforce a Hill Blocks View 25 mile an hour sign there and make sure it's enforced as a win-win with a crossing, like Supervisor Noble said. So the crossing is off to the north side, gives them more room to stop, and a lit sign with lights on it. I think that's a good compromise. I think it deals with the safety for the people and the no U-turn. I think we've got something here we can work with. I would like to make a motion that we put a Hill Blocks View sign, 25 miles an hour. If we could have it lit, I don't know, if possible, and a no U-turn sign and a crossing area painted across the highway, and I would move that to resolve the whole issue.
Second.
Motion made by Supervisor Dodge to have a Hill Blocks View sign, a crossing, and what was it?
25 miles an hour.
No U-turn.
Hill Blocks View, 25 miles an hour. Also, down in the parking area, a no U-turn sign, and a pedestrian crossing painted in the road on the north part.
Could I ask you to put into the motion to give the staff 30 days to come up with a proposal and a drawing and measurements for the committee and for the committee to be able to act on
that? How would be that? The second?
You're throwing three things here that right. We could throw a whole lot into this.
Okay, I'll agree to add that.
So
I agree to the second.
Agree to the second.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, could you repeat that? What?
Okay, we're going to let staff have 30 days to review the proposal of putting a, south of the hill, putting a hill blocks use sign 25 miles an hour. And then down where the parking is, a no U-turn sign. Oh, and back on that hill blocks U 25 miles an hour, if possible to have it lit, I don't know. I'd like to have it lit. Down in the parking area, have a no U-turn sign. And also on the northern end of that little parking area, paint the section as for a crosswalk so that the people hopefully would know enough, you know, to get that distance to cross there. Just an added safety feature. So that was the motion, and staff would have 30 days to review it.
And Gary, if you did have 30 days, would you be able to come up with the amount of hundreds of feet that you would need to put that signage to the south?
And exact locations.
I mean, we would need to have a long slowdown period for something like that.
Yeah, there would need to be an engineering study done for particularly the crossing. That's the most problematic there. Any of those, I refer to them as mid-block crossings. They're extremely dangerous regardless of how much signage you have. So
right.
We would need to take a close look at that. And then the other thing I would just mention is that the 25 mile an hour sign that's not connected to those hill stop view signs are an advisory sign and not enforceable. So if you wanted to reduce the speed limit to 25, it would have to be done by a separate ordinance, and the entire stretch of KD would need to be lowered to 25 miles per hour.
Right. Well, we could do it from not the entire length. We could
right.
Do, yes.
Yeah, I mean, in the vicinity.
We could do it from the park entrance on the south end to the 800 feet from where we're talking, mm-hmm. to the north.
Excuse me, I got a question. How do you guys, how are you allowed to dictate what the DNR can do with their property? You got 33 feet from the center, that really doesn't allow for parking of cars, right? Or
we're not.
You're not?
They're not allowed.
You're not, right? So, I mean, it's like you're just drawing up some idea. You're
no, right. No, well,
then. I mean, I'm just confused by that, you know.
Okay. What we're doing is responding to a request from the town.
Okay.
To lower the speed limit and to take that parking out. First, well, to lower the speed limit was a year or so ago. To take the parking out. No parking means no parking lot on a whole stretch of road.
Right.
That's what we're responding to.
Okay.
We're not at all.
I'm just confused by putting a parking lane in and doing all this stuff. But
we're not telling the DNR what they can do with their land.
Right. Okay.
You're not just, a bit.
All right.
We didn't start this.
No, I understand. I'm just curious.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
Then if the DNR does put at 33 feet, puts no parking to the east, and throw some gravel in there and seed it, and so now you're going to have people like, I believe your Decker said that who are you?
Aaron Decker,
okay. Supervisor for us out there. Now you're going to have people parking on the side of the road to walk down to your, because the DNR has told me they're probably put signs up there. I didn't want to go that route, but so just keep that in mind, your engineering plan, Gary, whatever, that I'm going to be talking to DNR tomorrow, and I'm going to request that be no parking on a bump out. And they're no problem with me. They got a parking area up across from your entrance, just so you, I'm sorry, I should be talking to Chairman. They have a parking area up across from your entrance there. You know where it is, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
So that's where you park for the DNR. When you guys watch Sparky, you created a problem. You know you did, and you're trying to fix it, but this... That's great you guys talk about it, but I got a town board meeting at 7:30, so thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Bill.
I will probably, hopefully have a report for you next month. I'll stop for the citizens to let you know what I come up with.
Sure.
All right, thanks a lot. Thanks for your time.
Before you left, I had a question.
Yes, sir.
How long would it take for the DNR to answer you back?
I emailed them on I think on the 11th, no, the 6th, and they got back to me on the 11th. And An idea I thought we would could do is put up DNR no parking signs, is what he said, so.
What frame of time?
Pardon me?
What's the time frame?
I hope I have that report for you next month. I hope they're up for that next meeting. I'm hoping. I'm going to talk to them tomorrow, actually.
So okay.
I will report back to you next meeting under citizens' comment.
Thank you.
Thank you, folks. Have a good night.
So we have a motion on the floor. Should we have another?
Okay. I'm not really sure if the DNR is going to say no parking there or whatever, but probably if that's what's going to happen, then at that time, we should not have a problem. Pretty much our problem is resolved.
Right.
Because then we will be willing to go and do the parking. So, and if he says he's going to be doing this in the next few days, I don't think it's worth to go through the problem to see, do any engineering work or whatever. So maybe we should just wait till the next meeting, table till the next meeting, and see what they come up. And we have some ideas, and then we'll make a decision in the next meeting on what we want to do. So if the DNR puts a no parking sign, well, and I guess the problem is resolved. There is not enough room then for anybody to park. Or at that point, I'm willing to say, well, then let's have no parking at all.
Well, the DNR will not do it by our next meeting.
I didn't think so, but he felt like he was confident that would tell.
And we have another 33 feet to deal with.
Center line in Fury?
33.
Center line.
So,
right,
so we've got 23 feet to deal with?
Yeah, 33 minus 11, so
yeah.
It's about 20.
22 of ours.
Yeah.
Where you can fight, park two pickup trucks wide. So we still have to deal with something. I'm sure that the committee members have their master plan and have looked at that parking lot and things. But, you know, anything that, there's a motion on the floor here, so any discussion on that?
I just want to say that I know those flashing signs are very effective. We put it on Highway C. Those people wanted, what did they want, 35 mile an hour speed limit? We put up the flashing sign, hill blocks view or whatever it said, solved the problem. Every single citizen was pretty much happy with it. You can have a stop sign. I know that we have one on H and Highway C, you told me yourself. Cars would blow through that stop sign coming on H.